Angels and Mets. Terry Collins managing his 1,013th Mets game on Saturday to become the longest tenured skipper in team history. Here's Jose Reyes in the bottom of the first.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball through the left side. On the move was Conforto on the pitch, but he will stop at second. A little bit of a hole opened up on that left side of the infield, and that was career hit number 2,000 in Jose Reyes' career. 31. First pitch lifted in the air in a shallow right field. Cole Calhoun coming in. He's not going to get to it in time. A run is scored. It's a bloop single the opposite way for Walker, and now it's 3-0 Mets. Over for Granderson. We'll see where he ends up playing in the pitch. That's lifted in the air down the left field side. That's tight to the line down in the corner, and that is a fair ball. It takes a bounce off the wall. They're going to get one run in, and that'll be it. And now caught off base is Rivera between third and the plate, and then the flip over to third base pops off the glove of Simmons, and somehow Rivera gets back to third base safely. There's a pitch on its way. That's a line shot through into right field. One run is going to score. Another is being waved home. The throw to the plate gets by the catcher Maldonado. It was up the third base line. They weren't going to get the second run on that RBI hit by Reyes, and now it is 7-2 Mets. Reed hadn't walked a batter all season. Two in the inning, 3-2 payoff pitch. It's cut on and missed, struck him out, and that's how the ball game ends.
7-5 Mets is your final score. Jose Reyes is now the second youngest active player with 2,000 career hits behind Robinson Cano. Zach Wheeler earns his third win of the year. Mike Socia and the Angels unable to pull it off against the Mets on Saturday as they lose 7-5. Here's the Angels skipper on the loss.
You know, again, I mean, stuff was terrific. And you saw some of the, you saw some of the things that he did well in his last start, but on a consistent basis, just had trouble getting into that zone again. You know, top of the road did a great job. They seemed like they were on base every time up. And, Alex just had a tough time. Just a tough time getting into the zone and putting some guys away.
Was Pujols available tonight?
How did his workout go before the game?
Good. Felt he's feeling much better, but not quite enough to get out there.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe?
We'll see.
Obviously, the errors seem to really hurt you, especially how close the game ended up being.
Yeah, that's just a poor ball game on the defensive end. We let too many things get away from us, opened the table up a number of times for them, and we got to tighten that. We got to tighten that up. That's the major reason we lost the game tonight, and it's uncharacteristic of our club. But tonight, we just did not play a good game.
Is it kind of frustrating to see Meyer take kind of a step back after that really encouraging outing that he put together on Sunday?
Well, I'm not calling it a step back. I think, there are some positives there that he needs to move forward for, and he's still trying to harness that consistency and harness the stuff. And when he does, you see the way he pitched last outing. And he wasn't that far away from being able to do it this outing. It's just some things didn't go his way. So from where he is now, obviously you look at the four walks and you start to compare it to maybe some of the starts before, but there's still some things that we're excited to see, and hopefully he's gonna be more consistent with them and let his stuff play.
Do you think he's getting better at making in-game adjustments, or is that still something that he kind of needs to work on?
No, I think that's any young pitcher coming up has to use that experience to make adjustments, and he's still, he's still starting. He's young in that process. So, yes, he is. But experience being the best teacher, some of these things are going to take a little bit of time.
The botched rundown in the eighth, was that just a drop by Angleton? Was that executed correctly?
That was a botched rundown. It was we have really nowhere at all for that runner to go, and. Louis didn't run him back enough to get him far enough for the base when he flipped it to Marte, and he had a window to try to get back in. Andrew to try and make a quick tag and then get the ball. It's a botch rundown number of, for a number of points.
That Pennington, the double play in the first inning, that I assume good throw. Was it a bad throw, or the fact that Marte didn't hold it, or both?
Yeah, I mean, well,
are...
it was a short hop, but right. You know, he had time to make the throw and just throws a little bit low, and Jeffrey couldn't, you know, pick it. But there's a lot of things. You know, the ground ball to Penny that he kind of rushed on and didn't get an out on. There's a lot of things to look at, and we need to clean it up.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Jesse Chavez will take the hill for the Angels. He'll square off against the Mets' Tommy Malone.